This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 4th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Democratic Republic of the Congo, Africa, is facing another major outbreak of the Ebola virus. An estimated 198 confirmed deaths so far, with confirmed cases reaching 426, according to the World Health Organization. It's the second largest Ebola outbreak in history, following the last major outbreak that occurred from 2014 to 2016. International Christian Concern informs us that the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram has kidnapped another 15 young schoolgirls, this time from Niger, near the border of Nigeria. Christian News reports that the government in Angola, Africa, is pushing for the closure of at least 4,000 churches. As of October 4th, the government gave 30 days for unregistered churches to collect 100,000 membership signatures. Those unable to collect the needed signatures by the deadline are now considered illegal. Angolan police have now moved to padlock the churches. This year, the Republic of Ireland voted to legalize abortion in a 66-34% landslide popular vote in May. Just last year, the nation installed a homosexual prime minister, Leo Varadkar, who campaigned this year in favor of legalizing the killing of babies in Ireland. And just 3 years ago, the Republic of Ireland voted to legitimize marriage among those living in unnatural relations. Now, pro-life doctors are concerned that the government is about to force every maternity hospital to kill babies on demand. A bill before the Irish Parliament intends to incorporate tax funding of abortion and force Catholic hospitals to provide them. As reported in Life News, dozens of Irish doctors walked out of an emergency meeting with legislators on Sunday. The pro-life doctors said their concerns and rights of conscience were being ignored. Zephaniah 2:1-3 warns the nations, "Gather yourselves together, O shameless nation, before the decree is issued, or the day pass like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." The protests on the streets of Paris, including the burning of cars, are impacting the French economy. Reuters reports that retailers, hotels, and restaurant business have dropped off between 15% and 50% over the last 3 weeks. Road barricades and protests in Paris and other places around the country are impacting other business sectors as well. Former Secretary of State James Baker has reported that the late President George H.W. Bush told him that heaven is, quote, "where I want to go," end quote, in his final hours on earth. George H.W. Bush will be remembered for championing Title X funding in his 1970 legislation. This initiative has provided federal funding for abortifacients and abortion through Planned Parenthood and at least 80 other providers and 4,500 clinics around the United States over 48 years. 14% of the clinics are operated by Planned Parenthood. HHS.org reports that total Title X funding has amounted to $9 billion since 1971. 2 Corinthians 7:10 reminds us that godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Republicans in Congress are giving up on defunding Planned Parenthood, reports Politico.com. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, told Politico, quote, "The Republicans had 2 years to defund Planned Parenthood, and they failed. It's a huge frustration," end quote. After a meeting with White House officials, Hawkins said the pro-life organizations told them not to, quote, "sign any budget that funds Planned Parenthood," end quote. California State Senator Connie Leva plans to reintroduce her radical pro-abortion bill, which will require university and community college health centers to dispense free abortion drugs up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. After Governor Jerry Brown vetoed her last attempt, The senator says she hopes the more liberal governor-elect Gavin Newsom would support the bill, as reported in the Daily Californian. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has announced an end to subsidies for electric cars and other renewable energy products in 2020 or 2021. When asked by conservative talk show host Ben Shapiro about his stance on controversial issues like homosexuality in a recent interview, Pastor John MacArthur said there is, quote, no getting around, end quote, the sin of homosexuality. MacArthur said the gospel should be offensive to everybody. He also said, quote, if you try to develop a kind of Christianity that's inoffensive, that's not Christianity. It's not the gospel, end quote. 2 Corinthians 2, 15-16 says, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 4th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.